California is actually crazy. Just yesterday, they voted to pass AB 2624, aka the Stop Nick Shirley Act. Now, this bill was only made after I had exposed widespread fraud in communities like the Somali community in Minnesota and the Armenians in California with the hospice fraud. So this bill will make it criminal and put you at civil risk for wanting to expose fraud inside your communities. This is not just for journalists. This is quite literally for anybody inside the state of California. And what does this bill do? Well, it makes it harder for anyone to look into and expose fraud in immigration support services, including NGOs, nonprofits, healthcare facilities, and all of these things receive hundreds of millions of dollars each year from the state of California, and there's known to be millions of dollars worth of fraud inside of these programs. And this bill gets really crazy when you find out who the author of this bill is and who her husband is. This is exactly what the bill says.
Let me quote it in plain English, directly from the bill. A person shall not publicly post or display on the internet the image of a designated immigrant support services provider.
So that right there is a direct violation of the First Amendment, but it gets worse, you guys. Listen to this. The lady who created this bill, Mia Bonta, she's an assemblywoman, all right? So she's creating this bill to make it so people can't look into how much money these nonprofits, NGOs, and these immigration support services are receiving. Okay, so this is her, and this is her husband. Her husband is literally the Attorney General of California, and his job is to prosecute and find fraud. Meanwhile, his wife is literally trying to cover up people and shield people from investigating fraud inside the state of California.